go back to your own country. Might sound simple enough, but when it's delivered with the sort of sting that occurred on Wednesday in Parliament, it did not sit very comfortably. And the media, understandably, are raising the issue. So are the Chinese, so is the Chinese embassy. With us is Tāna Tuihono to talk this and other matters through. Thanks very much, Tāna. Tēnā koe.
Morena.
What did you make of it? Firstly, the exchange. I didn't see it, but I hear there was some heckling, and the old timer didn't take too kindly for it and fired back. Thoughts, please, to get us underway, Tāna.
Well, his response was an absolute disgrace. What disgraceful behaviour from Winston Peters once again. And it's a pattern of behaviour that he pulls out when he's trying to distract from the real harm that this government is doing. I mean, this week they passed the employment leave bill, the PSA estimated that this will impact over 200,000 workers who will have their ability to take annual leave, holiday leave, sick leave, et cetera, impacted. And all three of those government parties supported this piece of legislation. So distraction tactics from New Zealand First, distracting from the real harm that they're doing. And how embarrassing that he was called out by the Chinese embassy. And this is our foreign minister as well. So the main job of the foreign minister is to be the country's top diplomat, and he's doing a terrible job.
Did he lose his temper, or do you think that this was quite deliberate? And, I've heard him say things mostly along the lines of, oh, well, if you think I've wronged you, sue me.
I think it's a bit of both. Shooting his mouth off without thinking. But then also there is a deliberate nature of it because it's a pattern of behaviour. This isn't the first time that he's done something like this. And here we are talking about it. But I think there's real consequences that need to happen here. We've got the ambassador from one of the most powerful nations in the world registering their complaint. Registering their concern at the comments, because this just isn't some random politician. This is the Minister for Foreign Affairs. This is the person that we expect to conduct high-level diplomatic relations. And so here we have, and that is a serious situation. It's important that the Prime Minister steps in here and disciplines his cabinet. They get out of line. When the cabinet gets out of line, it's the Prime Minister's role to step in there and to do something, and that just hasn't happened as well. That also points to the weakness of his leadership, and that's why we've seen this government continue to flail, both politically, but also in the polls, but also in just the way that they should be doing their jobs.
Tēnā koe. Have you spoken with Lawrence? This is Lawrence Yunnan, who Winston was directing the comments at, and I hear that he came here as a nipper.
Yeah, he came here. He came here as a kid. He was a child when he came here as well. Yes, I've spoken to Lawrence. I had to sub in for him yesterday at Select Committee because lots of people wanted to talk to him. Me and him are actually going to be in Palmerston North tomorrow at Parmageddon. There's Armageddon. It's kind of like a Comic-Con kind of thing where people dress up in different manga, anime, Marvel, whatever kind of costumes and do Comic-Con kind of stuff. So we're hanging out all this weekend as well. I'm looking forward to that. And we're having a pizza and politics night actually at Tony's Pizza on Saturday night. People want to come and have a chat as well.
Pizza and politics in Parmageddon. Listen, go back to your own town, all right? Says, but look, he's not going to change his way, Lawrence. I mean, it's quite, everyone heckles in Parliament. Does Winston think that he is immune to such, well, how would he describe it, disrespect?
Well, I mean, he dishes it out fairly regularly. He can't take it. So if you can't take it, don't dish it out. And he does it on the regular. So being in Parliament, having a big soot because someone was heckling him, oh my gosh, geez, he needs to harden up, I suppose. Just but I mean, it is important that this is just distraction,
Okay.
distraction tactic.
I
It's
take what
important for
you.
us to focus on what they're doing.
Yeah, fair enough too. All of us. Oh, I've just had a request to know who you're dressing up as for Parmageddon, the Green Lantern.
Well, I mean, I could do the. Well, our plan is, this is going to be my job over the next day and tomorrow. Our plan is to try to dress like characters from Mortal Kombat. So I'm just sort of looking around at the moment to see if I can sort of pull something together. It was like a video game, like Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat. Anyway, it became a movie as well. Carl Urban is in the latest incarnation of that movie. Lawrence is really good. Cosplayer, he dressed up as last time we went as characters from Avatar: The Last Airbender. I tried to be Uncle Iroh, and he was Aang the Avatar. So, yeah, depending on how successful I am today, will depend on what the character looks like.
Most of us thought you two were grown-ups.
Well, I mean, there'll be a lot of grown-ups there as well, and I tell you what. A lot of them are voting, a part of our voting constituents. And my message is, you know what? Nerds vote too. Nerds vote too as well, Dale.
Fair enough, too. And if you really want to startle people, you could go dressed as Winston.
Oh my gosh. It's Armageddon. It's not a horror show.
It's not a horror show. Very good, very good. Righto. Hey, firstly, oh no, we've been distracted, as you mentioned, and that was the intent of the comment. So we'll push that to the side. The Greens say only a quarter of senior Crown governance roles were publicly advertised, Tano, with most appointments going to men and very few to Māori. Why is this an issue for democracy and public trust?
Well, I mean, any kind of representation role, you need to make sure that it looks like the people that it's trying to represent. And so that is an issue if there are barriers in place for participation for Māori and in particular for Wahine Māori, then that needs to be addressed.
Okay, of course it does. We need open and transparent. But there is always a lean towards male appointments, isn't there? That's been the nation traditionally. And while some might say, oh, but look at the makeup of Parliament, it's pretty much 50-50 now and accepted. When it comes to executive roles, governance roles, that certainly wouldn't be the case. So we've still got a long way to go, ne?
Yeah, I reckon we've still got a way to go. I mean, some political parties have been making an effort to make sure that has been corrected in Parliament. And if that isn't showing up in governance roles, well, I mean, they need to look at it to see if there is actually any barriers to participation, particularly since we know that like women are more likely to be the main caregiver for children as well. So if it's because they haven't created ways for mothers to actually participate in those particular roles, then they should take a look at it.
Well, tēnā koe. Look, it's really interesting. The latest polls see a change of government, but as we've seen across all of the polls leading up to today, it's on a knife edge. For Māori voters, we've got less than a week if you want to change roles from general to Māori or vice versa. 6th of August is the cut-off date. What are you reading into how the Greens are tracking? I noticed that you launched your campaign slogan for all of us at the conference last week. Comfortable with the short slogan message, four words, says a lot.
Oh, easier for people to remember, I guess. and you know, and it's the I guess the motive of our message, that our kaupapa is about looking after everybody, making sure we can take care of everyone and the planet as well. You know, the environment is a foundational thing of who we are. We had lots of good energy at our AGM, and the packed room for us, and it was good to see all our different candidates. We actually had a fundraiser as well for Te Rōpū Pounama, which is our Māori Greens out in Mangere. So we, got to have a boogie on the dance floor as well as we tried to get some pūtea together. And it was just great to see all our candidates.
You've been doing your best with your roles in Parliament, Tiano. And are you still enjoying it, mate? You happy to go around another cycle or two?
Yeah, I'm good to go. I'm good to go another round. I don't know if enjoy is the right word, but I feel like I'm being useful. And that's the main deal for me, is to get in there and be useful and try to make a contribution. And I feel like I'm still doing that, so I'm ready to go another round. Maybe another one as well, who knows? Trying to do those good things for our people, that's important. And if we looked over the last 3 years, the sort of, you know, the trampling on Te Titi o Waitangi and Te Reo Māori and winding back of workers' rights, et cetera, environmental protections. There's a lot of work to be done. So making sure that we can hold this government account and hopefully tip them out, because in my view, they need to go, because they've been doing a terrible, terrible job. I talked just earlier before the terrible job that Winston has now done in terms of fracturing the relationship between us and China. It's just another example of not only poor behaviour, but poor politics by the government.
Thanks very much. All the best with Palmageddon.
Palmageddon.
Yeah, Palmageddon. Good on you, man. Good catching up with you again. Thanks, Tauno.
Amahi.
Thank you. You wonder whether a comment like that does more damage to the New Zealand-Chinese relationship than bombs being tested in the Tasman or the like, or the sort of rhetoric that we're seeing in the South Pacific. These are very sensitive geopolitical times we're living in, and comments like, hey, get back to your own place where democracy doesn't stand, perhaps doesn't sit particularly well.